is their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The fall semester is officially underway at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire after students returned to campus over the weekend. From freshmen starting their college journeys to returning students excited to further their studies, the university will have a number of new offerings this year. Among those new offerings is the Sonnentag, which will host its grand opening next week with a comedy performance by Brian Regan and a country music show by Chris Young. Residents should look out for more traffic around the university. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in Eau Claire on Tuesday to welcome students back to school. Governor Evers visited Mann's Elementary School on Tuesday morning, speaking with students and teachers excited to be back for the new year. After taking a tour of the school, Governor Evers spoke about his own back-to-school experiences as a teacher and the excitement that comes along with it. He also spoke about the need to get more funding to public schools in the next budget to prevent them from needing operational referendums. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says the Packers players are ready to get the season going.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms. Lows upper 50s. A chance of storms early tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week and weekend. With sunshine, highs upper 60s Friday and Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at WCFW.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
Again, Sent Beat story. Jim was at the laundromat.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll talk to a candidate for assembly way up north in this week's Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. 93.5 The Tap.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive.
All I know is the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. The road is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a stair every day.
The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain high. The lift is up where we belong.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, my name is Earl Ingram. I'm the morning show host at 540 AM WAUK in Civic Media. You can reach me or listen to me Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So I'm really excited about having the opportunity to fill in for the guy who's going to be sitting in this seat, Dominic Sylvia, today, yesterday, and on Friday. Tomorrow, Todd Alba will be sitting here. And from that this point, that from Friday, from that point forward, this will be none other than our good friend Dominic Sylvia as he begins his quest of his own radio show.
You know, I really hope he can make it in this radio business.
Who?
Dom.
Oh, come on. Come on. Dom is my guy. You know, Dom
I mean, he's such a newbie to it all.
Dom was cut out for radio. Let's go to our Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hey, good afternoon to you, Jeannie. I almost slipped up again.
Hey, that's okay. You can slip up all you want. If I had put up with what you had to put up, I'd really be slipping up. So you're doing a great job, girl. I have to say, now, I'm speaking up because I am sick and tired of listening and experiencing the abusive behaviors that spread all kinds of lies, that go after people when they're trying to tell the truth. And there's another one that has passive-aggressive behaviors. Oh, I really like you, but you're a liar, and you don't know what you're talking about. Give me a break. There is enough abuse that we have had to suffer for the past 8 or plus years of the guy who totally never should have been elected president, that threw paper towels at the people in Puerto Rico, you know, and then said we really shouldn't help because they didn't pay their taxes or their money. And, oh, just, and the children being locked in the cages. Oh, we made all that up. Oh, that's just a farce. But yet we all saw them little kids in those cages because they were taken from their parents. Oh, yeah. And by the way, there really wasn't a pandemic. No, you just seen the streets. I saw all the bare streets in New York, even in foreign countries, because of a pandemic that the dumb you-know-what knew that we could have big problems with. And then what does he do? Oh, he gets his darling children in there because they need to get all these masks. And we lost lots of doctors and nurses because they had to wear their masks. They were dying, too. You know, and people couldn't go to home to their families. Give me a break. Oh, and then also, we had ships that were stalled and that couldn't get into port. Oh, my goodness sakes. We couldn't get our goods. And then we had to pay more. Holy Moses. Give me a break. In addition to that, we have to listen every day. Oh, everybody's picking on Donald Trump. Give me a break. Those were Republicans that reported his behaviors and their concerns about his activities with Putin. And then we even see him with his actions toward the president of Ukraine. This guy should be locked up for many years to come. And then the people he put in the positions, he put in people that were one guy was going to buy Uniroyal. And then what he was going to do, close the factory, take their pensions. He put him in a position. He had such crooks in the positions in our government. We are not stupid.
Hey, Jeannie, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
You know, Jeannie, you're so shy. And
yeah.
I wish that you would feel comfortable to share your opinions.
It's always great to have Jeannie
thank
on.
You for calling,
hey, Jeannie, thank you very much. Very animated and very emotional. Let's go to Charles from McCunnum. Well, good afternoon to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good afternoon, Earl. You know, when you made the comment about whenever Donald Trump breathes, he's lying. You know, I saw a thing this morning when he was at the Moms for Liberty event last week.
Yes.
This, I don't even know what to call them. Had the nerve to say that that they're taking grade school kids, keeping them for 2 or 3 days and performing sex changes on them and then sending them home.
You know, Charles, he says outlandish things, and people want to believe that what he is saying is true. And just because you want to believe that what somebody is saying is true doesn't make it true, right? I mean, you can want that all you want, but it certainly does not make it true. Thank you very much for the call. So Cam from Appleton, you want to talk about the shooting, and I will tell you this. The shooting at the Georgia high school that's led to an unknown number of people being injured is certainly one of the topics that I was certainly going to be talking about. I'm glad you brought it up now so I can transition to that. And I will say this in response to that. In regards to that, you can rest assured that whoever it was, they had an automatic weapon. You can rest assured that it was probably either an AK-47 or an AR-15. You can rest assured that their parents bought it. You can rest assured that it was an American citizen. At the same time, you are constantly hearing about how we should be terrified of the immigrants who are coming to this nation. And by all means, we better, the immigrants are coming and they're here to kill you. And if you were able to look at the numbers, I don't have them with me. But there's no comparison with the percentages of people who are being slaughtered in this nation by fellow Americans than those who come here as immigrants. And those who have supposedly, if you listen to Donald Trump and Republicans, are coming here to kill you and your families. You are much more likely to be killed in this nation by a born and bred American. That's a fact. And so their focus is to terrify you. That these immigrants who are coming here, and I've got some information, we're going to talk about the immigrants and immigrant, how immigrants have remade the U.S. labor force. That's part one of the subjects I'm certainly trying to get to. But yeah, school hasn't even gotten started yet. And yet people are, this is taking place. And they should be more afraid of their fellow Americans than they should with some immigrant that is coming here for the most part to work. Cam, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you, Earl. Okay, so I am 28, and I grew up in a school that was, I mean, pretty normal for the most part, except I think one of the years some kid made a bomb and it didn't work, so it didn't go off correctly, and he was kicked out. So I think I have a slight foot in the race. It's not like I'm traumatized by it. I only found out after, and I was like, oh, well, that's good, I guess. But isn't that kind of weird that, like, I didn't even get bothered by it? Like, it's not even about me. I'm saying that it shouldn't be normalized. And the people that are fighting against gun control of any kind and trying to make it about immigration or the gas prices being controlled by a knob under the president's desk, you people that are arguing that stuff in bad faith have failed us. You want a damn wall so bad on the border to block the incomparable amount of violence compared to in-school shootings for our own children? You have failed us. Quit LARPing online as QAnon followers and do something about it. You are failures.
Hey, Cam, as a 28-year-old, very perceptive, very bright, I am honored to have you on these airways. You speak well in representing your generation, because clearly it is not your generation who is fooled by all of this misinformation on, you know, immigrants coming here to kill American citizens. I'm very honored to have you on these airways, man. Thank you very much. And hey, call me sometime in the mornings, man, if you get up that early. 8 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Really enjoyed hearing you, man. Keep up the good work. 844-967-2789 is the number. 855-752-4842. Tom, hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Last you and I alive.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, if you can't get enough of me in these few hours that I have left to do on the Dominique Sylvia Show, all you got to do is turn me on 8 to 10 Monday through Friday, 540 AM WAUK, and you'll get more than your fill. Listen, so I want to go to the phone lines and Tom from McFarland. How you doing, sir? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for listening. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And I guess I would just like to take exception to what Gary from Sussex was saying as far as the talking point by the Trump campaign that somehow or another his conviction has made him more popular. And that might be what the Trump campaign desperately wants to sell. But if you take a look at the data, it just does not support that at all. Trump has never been able to expand his base. He still has the same percentages of approval that he had back when he was as president. You would think that if this made him more popular, that you would see this going up, and we're not seeing it. In fact, if you take a look at his approval rating among Republicans, it's actually lower at this time than it was during his 2016 candidacy and presidency. 25% to 30% of Republicans just hate the guy. And you saw that within the primaries. And I think this is one of the reasons why he wanted those primaries to be over as fast as possible, is because this is going to show that the Republican Party is not at all in any way, shape, or form in lockstep with this man. And he certainly would have won the primary. But Trump has to be, you know, the big guy. And the fact that 25% to 30% of his own party thinks that he is a criminal, that just would not look good for the optics that he's trying to present. What is making him where he's at today and how it's so close is not because of the conviction. It's because there are Republicans like McConnell, Cotton, et cetera, who are excusing his behavior. And he's giving them, the Republicans who are out there, an opportunity to come home and support Trump. That's what's making him the race as close as it is. If Republicans, as one, took a stand and said, you know what, this is not what our party is about, and if they had renounced Trump back in January, yeah, he would have been gone. In fact, it was very close to that happening. But Republicans being Republicans, they just couldn't have the courage of their convictions. And here we are today.
You know, Tom, I spoke about that this morning on my show. I spoke about the fact that there was this article that I was reading. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal this morning, and it spoke about the fact that if Donald Trump loses, these are Republicans speaking, they hope he gets destroyed. Because then and only then will the vestiges and the stench of Donald Trump be removed, and the Republican Party will then have an opportunity to heal itself. Gary talked about Ronald Reagan and the great Ronald Reagan. And yes, many Republicans, they long for Ronald Reagan. And yes, there were Democrats who voted for Ronald Reagan, but I remember it well. Excuse me. But what I will say about that is in keeping with what you just said, sir, is the fact that Trumpism, MAGA, has done away with Reaganism. And what the Republicans have lived off of since Ronald Reagan, the great Ronald Reagan, Trump has basically replaced that. And so many Republicans resent that. And they want to see him gone so they can get back to those times when people respected them. Whether you like Ronald Reagan or not, Ronald Reagan was a respectable person. And he lived his life in that manner. And Donald Trump is not that. He sullied the Republican Party. That's just a fact. And if I'm, you know, inaccurate, 844-967-2789 or 855-752-4842, refute that. But you can't. Well, you can, but you can't and win, you know, because you can't, you know, you can't defeat the truth. Truth is not mine. It's universal. And so you'll never win that. The truth of the matter is many Republicans want to see him banished. They just don't have the courage, especially politicians. They don't want to see it because they're afraid they're going to lose their thing. Man, listen, going to be a tough, tight race. I don't care what anybody says. The nation is divided. And so there's nothing. I remember Donald Trump said he could murder somebody. I don't know if he said on Fifth Avenue or wherever it was. And I remember when he made the statement. Some of you remember him making that statement. And I thought, man, what an outlandish thing to say for somebody who's running for president of the United States. And guess what? He knew his audience. Because he's done everything short of murdering somebody on Fifth Avenue. And his audience is still with him. 844-967-2789 is the number. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the shooting at Georgia High School and what we should continue to be leery of.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A University of Wisconsin study finds the state's voter ID law causes voter confusion and disenfranchisement. Political scientist Ken Mayer estimates anywhere between 17,000 and 24,000 Black and Democratic voters in Dane and Milwaukee counties stayed home in 2016 because of tighter voting restrictions. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A popular trail in Dunn and Pepin counties could soon be publicly owned. The 6.5-mile stretch of the Chippewa River State Trail that runs through the counties is currently owned by XL Energy. According to a press release, the company is considering selling the land to Dunn and Pepin counties, which have wanted to purchase it but haven't had the funds to do so. The sale is now possible thanks to Landmark Conservancy, a nonprofit that applied for a DNR grant to cover half the appraised value of the land. Wisconsin's bear hunting season is officially open, and experts are predicting a strong season. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the bear population has been growing across the state and now stands at about 26,000. The bear hunt is also becoming more popular each year, with more applications for a bear hunting license. Wisconsin's bear hunting season will last until October 8th. DNR officials say the hunt is also crucial for black bear research to ensure the ongoing health of the population. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, just like back-to-school stuff hitting the shelves in July, it's not too early to start thinking about horror films as we start our crawl toward Halloween. Prime Video just added several new scary films to its roster, including what's been called a gem from 2009 called Drag Me to Hell, starring Alison Lohman and Justin Long. Lohman's character has a curse put on her, sending her perfect life into upheaval. Speaking of Justin Long, he is in another scary flick called Barbarian that is worth a check out as well. Another scary movie getting pretty big hype was just acquired by Netflix. New Life is an indie film from the UK that is not a Netflix original but dropped on the streamer last weekend. It's a thriller that is pulling a 93% score on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score is hovering around 70%, which probably means there is a surprise ending. This will be the place for all your recommendations leading up to Halloween. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms. Lows upper 50s. A chance of storms early tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week and weekend. With sunshine, highs upper 60s Friday and Saturday. Mid-70s Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a discussion on what's going on in her campaign for Congress. We also have J.R. Radcliffe with sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Your soul and my heart to
but at least I have you. How can you walk out alone? I ain't got nothing left.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm filling in for the new host of this slot on Civic Media, my good friend and colleague, Dominique Sylvia. He will be in this seat beginning Monday evening at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow it will be manned by Todd Alba, my colleague, and then I'll come back on Friday and serenade all of you. Oh no.
Yes, please do.
But I will be back, and you certainly don't have to wait until Friday. You can tune me up at 5:40 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So let me do this. I was going to go back to the shooting, but I'll do a little bit more of that tomorrow morning as we get more information. I want to talk about raising taxes on the rich or cut them. There is a distinct difference between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and their plans on how to boost the economy. And Donald Trump clearly in his mind feels that we need to cut taxes on the rich and keep cutting taxes on the rich. Do that again. Right. And so I don't understand how the average person who doesn't get anything out of that wants to continue to support a wealthy man who is basically representing the wealthy, and he can't do that without you, the average person. He misleads you to believing that the things that he's doing are going to benefit you.
Well, you know, Earl, that wealth, it trickles down.
Well, trickle-down economics was Ronald Reagan's claim to fame. And it never worked.
It didn't?
It is why the wealthy have...
Oh, my goodness.
It is why the wealthy... So I, have every other Monday the Patriotic Millionaires on my show. And these are people who are wealthy, who don't agree that trickle-down economics is the answer. They also don't agree that giving them more tax cuts is the answer to balancing out the inequities that exist with Americans in this country. And so it doesn't matter whether or not Donald Trump can say whatever it is he wants to say about that. There are no statistics that will back him up without causing some harm to the average person. So I want to talk about, the different pitches that each one has towards the middle class for a moment. So Trump and Harris have different ways of trying to help the middle class. The former Republican president sees tax cuts for businesses and the wealthy as essential for promoting more investment, with those who previously advised him saying average growth would drop 3%. Would top 3%. Let me say that again. The former Republican president sees tax cuts for businesses as the wealthy as essential for promoting more investment, with those who previously advised him saying average growth would top 3%. Mind you, overall economic growth never hit 3% a year when Trump was president. So he's selling you a false bill of goods. Trust me. If we cut taxes on the wealthy's going to invest. And we've seen this horror show before. It was what Ronald Reagan said. The wealthy will invest. And, you know, rising tides will lift all boats. When you've lived as long as I have, you know, that's nothing. Nothing's new under the sun. You know that's fool's gold. Because you know it didn't work. And so if it didn't work before, why should we believe the same old warmed over porridge that Donald Trump is offering? He's not talking about anything new. He's talking about going back. Well, so here's what Trump said. So what I tell people all the time, the Trump policies were designed to lift middle class wages, re-onshore, and re-industrialize, said Joseph Lavorgna, an economist who worked in the Trump White House. The intention is to get wages higher. Well, how much higher have the wages become? By contrast, Harris wants to upgrade the middle class promise of home ownership and ease the high cost of parenthood. She also wants tax breaks for the entrepreneurs. It's a message meant to show that Harris can address the problem of prices as people are still recovering from inflation, sparking to a four-year decade high in 2022. First-time home buyers could get $25,000 in down payment assistance that would couple with broader policies to encourage the construction of 3 million additional homes in 4 years. New parents could get $6,000 tax credits and an expanded child tax credit. When working and middle-class Americans have the opportunity to earn more, to build a business, to buy a home, to climb the economic ladder, it strengthens our economy and helps us grow, said Byron Nelson, a Harris advisor. Completely different poles, the North Pole and the South Pole. Hey, give the money to the wealthy and let them do it, or give the money to the average American and let them build the economy. You know, that's the option. Let's go to John from Madison. Good morning. Oh. Good evening to you, John. I'm on automatic pilot now. Pretty soon it'll be morning, and I'll be correct in saying good morning. Hey, but anyway, good evening now, John. Today. You say what?
Well, the sun is getting lower in the sky, so it's about the same. It's, all right. Well, I remember some years back that GE, in effect, wasn't paying any taxes, but then they got a tax rebate, which meant that they weren't getting tax cuts. They were getting tax giveaways, freebies. And so that's the thing that gets me as far as sometimes on the news or you hear politicians say, oh, tax cuts. When you're talking about tax cuts for the super rich, they aren't tax cuts. They're giveaways, and they're paid feudalistically by the schleps here, the regular people and small businesses. And I know some small businesses, they pay their taxes. Well, if they're subsidizing Walmart, who gets $6 billion a year in corporate giveaway, you know, welfare giveaways, while they tell their employees to go on government assistance, then there's a racket going on. And it's just cracked because you know damn well those CEOs of those companies are funding the right-wing think tanks that decry socialism. Which
You know, John, part of all of this is so frustrating because it doesn't take a lot of research to find out what's happening. You know, the oil companies and the fact that they are still receiving, you know, all of these breaks, you know, to continue, you know, to do damage to the society and to you know, the world. And yet they continue to receive all of these, you know, tax cuts and dollars for drilling and yet the average citizen continues to struggle. Always say this, as the average citizen, which is who I am, if I don't pay my taxes at the end of the year, and I'm just a little guy, but if I don't pay my taxes at the end of the year, they'll come after my home. They'll come after anything that I have, and they will put a lien on it, and they will garnish my wages because I didn't pay my taxes. But the wealthy can walk around in many instances because of the laws and the way they are structured and not pay their fair share. Something's wrong with that picture. Kamala Harris and the Democrats are working towards changing that reality. Just a fact. Donald Trump, on the other hand, wants to give tax breaks and tax cuts again to the wealthy. He wants to engage in massive tax hikes by charging higher tariffs on imports in order to grow jobs. Talking about things that aren't going to benefit the average person, but going to benefit the wealthy amongst us. And John, sometimes it just bothers me to no end that people can't discern the difference between the two. To look at a charlatan who doesn't even hide his intentions, and yet he's dead even in the race, bothers me to no end. Thank you very much for the call, John. And hey, man, try me out. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, and we can continue the dialogue and the conversation. You know, I'm going to continue on the other side. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. Hey, Jess, I'm winding down. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get home. I'm so wound up. You know, maybe I'll watch a football game. Oh! That's not until Friday. Right, we'll be right back.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Hey everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 Quick Trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny.
Oh, I forgot I got a radio show to do. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Enough with politics for a while. So I want to end the show with this. That dreaded microwave.
Dun, dun, dun.
That we have grown so accustomed to using. You know, you look at that microwave and you say, I don't know who used it before me. I don't know what. Oh, don't worry about it. The bacteria will be defeated by the electrical waves. And so I feel safe by putting my food. So Jess, have you ever walked up to a microwave and you looked at it and you said, ugh,
yeah. Oh, for sure.
And then you put your food in it anyway.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
no.
Well, there. Well, you know, that's you are very perceptive, but there are many of us who say, but I don't have any, I don't have enough time. I gotta, and they
but
put
I
it in anyway.
Cold food.
Okay, so that lunchroom advice: bacteria survives being zapped. Let me repeat that. Bacteria survives being zapped. The lunchroom advice has been put to the test by researchers who looked for bacteria inside microwave ovens and found a surprisingly diverse ecosystem that is resistant to the appliance's heat. Microwaves work by causing water molecules inside food to vibrate, producing frictional heat that cooks the food and kills the bacteria it might contain. But there's not enough water inside the microbe living on surfaces inside the microwave to have this same effect, so they survive being zapped.
Yep.
Well, listen, I'm just an average everyday Joe. Speak English. Speak English to me. This, all of this language, scientific language that you're using, what are you saying to me? I think in English what they are saying is, it's not safe to use microwaves that haven't been cleaned.
Correct.
And aren't cleaned repeatedly.
Correct.
And that don't rely on the waves to kill the bacteria, because we as scientists can prove in our labs that that doesn't work.
Yep. Microwave, for the most part, the food that you put in there itself, if it has any harmful bacteria in it, if you are heating it for a long enough period of time in the microwave, that'll kill the bacteria in the food. However, bacteria that's remaining inside the microwave, like it said in that article, it doesn't have enough water surrounding it to actually harm the bacteria itself. So if there's something funky going on in the microwave, hasn't been cleaned for a little while, that bacteria can get into the food. It's not necessarily the most likely thing to get you sick, but it's also, you know.
Hey, Jess.
Yeah.
I'm just an average Joe. Bacteria. Bacteria, what is that? All I want to do is eat, right?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Earl, but bacteria outnumber you in your own body by trillions.
Well, we don't want to hear that.
But it's true. Okay.
Okay. All we want to do is eat.
They do too.
Me hungry. Me want to eat. And you're talking about bacteria. And we don't care about that.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying the average person.
It's also important to note that most bacteria are not harmful to humans. In fact, humans don't survive without a lot of bacteria.
So you are defeating the purpose of the whole conversation.
I'm trying
to warn people that the bacteria is not good for them.
Clean your microwaves, people.
No, you know, I mean, it's not the same thing to warm up fish or pasta and then to warm up these tiny microorganisms that may be mixed with some fat in a very thin layer on top of this glass tray that is inside the microwave, said Manuel Porcar, a researcher at the University of Valencia and chief executive of Darwin Bioprospecting Excellence, a Spanish biotechnology firm. Just those names. Please use some English. Porcar and colleagues took swabs from 30 microwaves, cultured the results, and analyzed the DNA of the microbes they found. One-third of the samples came from household microwaves, a third from the shared office microwaves, and the rest from microbiology laboratories where the appliances were used to heat chemical solutions. Altogether, the researchers reported 747 kinds of bacteria. The domestic microwaves contain bacteria such as, I'm not even going to risk it, that are commonly found on human skin and could pose a risk to health, according to the study. I gotta go. But I'll be back on tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, on the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK. Thank you, Jess. Thank all of you who took the time out to listen. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Sunny, yesterday, oh, my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast.